For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hello, everybody, and happy Thursday to you. Happy Thursday. Just 10 after 6. And it's WrestleMania week, and we're here with another edition of the Briscoe and Big Ace Show. I'm Big Ace, and it's Wes. It is. Oh, well, Central Time, where I'm at in Minnesota. It is 7:10 in the good old Florida. it's so funny that guy was just like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be a rapper, right? What's your name? I mean, I'm from Florida.
Yeah, but do you know how many good rappers are out of Florida?
So. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I don't count Flo Rida, but yeah, tons of good rappers.
He has actually some bars. He's actually decent.
He's got his party hits, you know what I mean?
But he can still rap, though. Like, if you actually listen.
Yeah, he's not bad, it's just.
He's not mumble rapping.
He was at WrestleMania 28. He played The Rock to the ring. George, how you doing? That was always fun. And then again, it's WrestleMania week, so we're going to talk about WrestleMania a little bit. Some stories, experiences Wes and I have both had in our times at WrestleMania. We'll talk a little bit about the actual card for this weekend and some of the matches that involve Wes's buddies and get his take on them. And, we're going to have a good time. So welcome to the show. As always, guys, make sure you're following us on all of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Subscribe, click the notifications button, then you know when we go live. Exclusive audio versions on the VOC Nation as well, so make sure you check that out. They got a lot of great things going on, so make sure you check that out at vocnation.com. And, let's get into the show. So how's it going, bud?
Good. Super busy. What was really crazy was yesterday doing a podcast for the first time, but being on the other side, like, I used to always do podcasts. Well, not always, but I used to do a lot of podcasts. And ever since me and you started doing the show, I'm like, I'm not going to do anybody's podcast because what's the point when we have a podcast? But I got to do the SWE podcast, and what a great time that was. Hannibal was part of it. James Beard was another part of it, and went really well, but it was kind of weird, Ace. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I was like, where's Ace? I kept thinking, like, when's he gonna come? Like, are you gonna just magically appear? You never did, but I was hoping you did.
I tried to send a comment to see if you guys would see it. I got on for like 2 minutes while you were on there, and then I had to go back to work. It looked like you guys used the same system we use.
Oh, it was. And then
that's hilarious.
The funny thing, it was like, so, like, have you ever used StreamYard? I'm like, dude, I'm a pro with that. Like, for once, I was actually like, oh,
well, yeah,
I got this.
Hell, yeah, and that was with the SWE. Again, Spring Stampede. Wes is now in the SWE, and he's going to shake some things up on April 24th in Irvine, Texas. Did I hear correct? You and Charlie Haas?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know exactly what they have, to be honest with you. People are just going to have to tune in. There's a lot of talk about Charlie. There's a lot of talk about Bloodhunter.
There's some big names down there, man.
There's a lot of talk about a lot of people.
Get you some Mark Henry.
Mark Henry. No, Mark Henry's in the office.
I know.
a bunch of other people. There's some names. So we'll see. You're just going to have to tune in to find out because I don't even know.
Yeah, so definitely check that out. And we'll post that interview on our Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. So watch for that as well. And, so again, it's WrestleMania week. And we're going to talk about the actual matches a little bit later. We'll probably kind of end the show with that. But I wanted to talk to you because you've been in this business for so long, specifically family-wise. You guys have been involved with WWF/E for so long that WrestleMania is something you know very, very much about. Yeah. I've been watching it since they basically started. My earliest memory was WrestleMania 3, watching it live. Yeah. And I've been to about 7 of them. And it's something that I've always really loved. And so we're going to talk a little bit about our own experiences at a WrestleMania event or week or just some fun stories. But we'll start with you because you've been to probably more than I have, maybe. I guess I don't know. And you've been like through all these eras. You know what I mean? Because when you were a kid, you were there when it was one locker room.
When the babe's calling.
Uh-oh. You in trouble. Mm-mm. You in trouble.
No, this is the one time I actually have to answer.
It's okay.
Hello? Hey, babe. I'm doing my podcast.
Hello?
Oh, everyone says hi.
Hello?
All right, love you. All right, bye. You know, Rick, she's getting ready. She's getting ready to wrestle somebody. Sorry, I didn't know if it's emergency or not. I always got to answer, especially when the wifey's calling. So
yeah, most definitely.
Weird feeling now, always having to like answer the phone. Like that's another like weird thing is like having to like know that like oh like I got to answer the phone because you never know. You just never know. So, but yeah, so WrestleMania was really important to me because me and my dad would always go to WrestleMania together.
Yeah.
Like, me and him had this thing where we went every year together. We did the Hall of Fame together. And, like, I'm talking about this is probably probably started around WrestleMania 23.
Okay.
And then it went all the way until last year. Was the last one we went, or before the pandemic was the last one we did. And it was really fun because me and him had like, it was just like our bonding trip. It was like, mm-hmm. He didn't really have much to do most of the time. It was just kind of like, we got to hang out, got to like do different things. But I remember one year it was a couple years in a row that we got to do this. And, back in the day, the WWE used to give the talent's family and then all the legends a suite.
Okay,
so they would have a suite where they would be able to watch the show and, you know, be out. It was catered. There was nice chairs. It was easy for everyone to sit. They had, like, you know, a suite big enough for everybody. It was like one of the...
Is it like the owner's suite of the stadium almost?
Kind of. Or it was like two suites together. One of the two.
Okay.
It was maybe two suites together. Probably.
And you said it was like, and it's like fully on catered and everything.
Yeah. So that was cool. And I got the chance a couple times where we'd get a group where it would be me, my dad, Norman Smiley, Ron Simmons, the Godfather, and Sergeant Slaughter. And we would all sit and actually watch the matches together. And I got to hear them critique and actually get to hear their, like, what they thought about the matches. And it was one of the coolest things. And we got to do that for 3 years in a row. And we all look forward to, we're like, okay, guys, like, we'd see each other at the hotel and, like, we're going to get our seats together. Okay, guys, Mania, all of us a group again. And everyone's like, yeah, yeah. Because I actually have a picture I could send you of a group, of that group of me, Godfather, Ron Simmons, Sergeant Slaughter, my dad, me, Norman Smiley. Someone took a picture and I have it.
Nice. That's so cool. Like, it's just watching WrestleMania with some just legends. That's just crazy.
Yeah, for me, was to hear how they would critique
right.
or how they
their take.
What guys they actually saw were over and what guys made them go, whoa. Like, for me, that I was more intrigued of that. I could care less what was going on in the ring. I was more worried about what did they think was cool and why did they think that was cool. And, like, I was asking so many. It was, like, one of my favorite times. And then as WWE started changing a little bit, they stopped allowing that. They didn't have the suite. They started breaking up the crowd. And then once they started breaking up me and my dad kind of stopped going because it was like, A, we're not going to sit backstage for
eight hours
and
sit like a whole day. You got to sit back there.
Yeah, sit on a hard chair and watch
right.
it from the screen. Like,
yeah.
It's not fun. Like,
not at all.
Like, especially for, you know, an old legend doesn't want to do that or a family
right.
member. So it just kind of, we started the Hall of Fame, but then after that, it was just, we just kind of stopped going to Mania and just we'd go to the Hall of Fame and that's it. And just,
right.
Which kind of sucked because I really enjoyed that time of like sitting with those legends and hearing like just their point of view of wrestling and like, and one of the matches was Shawn Michaels and Undertaker I got to watch. With all these legends. And
was it the first or second? Do you remember? Was it 25 or 26? Was it when Michaels retired? Malice, what's up, buddy? Welcome, Malice.
It was Texas.
Okay, so that was the first one.
Yeah, it was the first one.
Yeah. That was the first
one. That was like...
Probably the better one.
Well, they were all good. I don't care which one it was. They were all... Both of them were, in my book,
Oh, they were. Yeah. I was at the next one when Michaels retired. That was my first Mania ever.
Okay. Yeah, I've been going to Mania, I don't know, for a long time.
Let me ask you this. Did you go when you were younger? Like, did you go at all when Papa Briscoe was involved still in the show, Attitude Era type?
Maybe, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't remember.
That's crazy. It's funny, too, because me and you randomly ran into each other at WrestleMania 32 in Dallas, Texas at Wale Mania, which I don't even know if they do Wale Mania anymore. Wale will be on WrestleMania this year, though. He'll be playing Big E to the ring, announced today.
Oh, no way.
Hell yeah. So shout out to Wale. That's going to be dope.
No, no shout out to him. He hasn't returned any of my...
That's we'll give you a shout out till you call back, Wes.
Yeah, that's my joke. I actually got him in the wrestling game. So for him to like not shoot me out, that's kind of messed up. So if you guys want to tweet him, be like, hey, you guys need to hit up Wes Briscoe. Because I actually got him in to meet all the boys because he wasn't allowed to go backstage for after Mania, they do a big party, and
mm-hmm.
it's only for talent. And he wanted to go, and he couldn't get in. And I got him in.
Nice.
And that's where he got to meet everybody. And if it wasn't for me, he wasn't getting let in. They didn't care who you were. You could be the number one whatever. They don't care. If your name's not on the list, you ain't getting in. I don't care if you're – it doesn't matter how big of a celebrity you are. If your name's not on that list, they will not let you into this part of this hotel. I don't care who you are. It's top. Like, there's more security there than anywhere else. It's crazy.
Right.
But
is it a good party? I mean, I've heard stories of it, and I've heard people say it's great, and I've heard people say it's not that great.
They used to be good, not anymore.
I've heard that there's a lot of, like, eagle eye, like, you got to be careful. People are watching, can't have too much fun.
No, that's the exact opposite.
Okay.
You don't have as much fun as you want. You just can't. You can't be stupid or dumb. I mean,
which I don't know why you would be if I was on a Mania show. My guess is I'd be like exhausted. I wouldn't probably want a party. Like,
yeah, no, you do. I mean, you just had maybe the biggest match of your career, and you got your family, you got all your friends there, and they're allowed there, and that's probably the only time you're going to see them because right then, next morning, you got Raw, SmackDown, and you got to who knows where else you got to go or travel. Well, back when I was doing it. So it was like the only time you actually got to spend with your family.
Yeah, because
so
they're all there.
So a lot of family members were there. I mean, they would stay open until 5 in the morning.
Jeez, that's so crazy.
you didn't get out of Mania until 11. By the time you got to your hotel room, dropped off your bags, took a shower, it's 12 something. So, and honestly, it's not that
Yeah, crazy. That's a late party, I suppose. That would start late, because,
It's just, it's the hours that you're, it's your work hours. They would have it earlier, but you're at work. You can't.
Right, that's just it. Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a later party than most people would think, because Mania doesn't get done until 10, let alone when the talent actually gets to leave the stadium and all that. So, yeah, it's starting.
Yeah,
like,
and
tonight,
trying
so.
To get back to the room, put their stuff up.
So that's like a regular bar night, then.
Yeah, what?
Like a regular bar night hours lengthwise, you know what I mean? Like if your party started at like 8 or 9 and went to like 2, it's still the same length, it's just their start super late. Yeah.
It's just, it's a lot later because it just takes a lot, and they only do that once a year too. So it's not like they do this every year, it's once a year. So everybody usually go, and the food is phenomenal. I mean, it's probably the best food. I mean, they got a station from every part of the world. I mean, it's delicious.
Nice. That's awesome.
Probably the best part about it is the food.
That's awesome. I remember from that Wale Mania, I remember you trying to sneak me into the VIP area and the security guard you were trying to bring me on stage with you guys and that security guard was just not having it. He's like, no. Sorry, bro. No, you're not going. You're like, oh, come on, man. Let me... Nope. Just not.
You were wearing the wrong color shirt that day.
Just not have. No, I just didn't have the right color bracelet on. That was what it was.
Did I have a bracelet on?
Yeah, I think you did, yeah. Because you were also going in the back VIP area where, like, the talent was actually at.
I never wear bracelets.
Not a but, you know, a wristband. Like, the club
wristband. I hate wearing wristbands. That's why I was like, I always, like, take them off. I always get in trouble because I'm that guy that, like, oh. And somehow I always get by with not having to wear one. So I've been really blessed because every time I'm like, eh.
Right.
Even at AEW, I got yelled at by staff. She's like, you took it off. I'm like, everyone knows me. They're like, it's because you got tested with COVID. You got to leave it alone so everyone knows. I was like, oops.
Yeah.
Well,
did anybody say anything? They didn't. They were just like, less.
Yeah, they got me a new one.
You're just like, no.
I sure had to put one on, yeah.
Oh, that sucks, man. Do you do you have any favorite, like, Mania matches that you, in just from all of them? Doesn't have to be anything recent or anything, but, like, what are some of your favorite moments you've seen in Mania, like, from the actual show? You got any?
Flair and Shawn Michaels and Shawn Michaels and Undertaker.
Yeah, those are like that one in Phoenix.
That
was
getting into the Hall of Fame on WrestleMania 25. But other than that, not too much, because by the time I really got invested into WrestleMania, they kind of, like, from Shawn Michaels and Undertaker, and they kind of stopped doing the storylines. They kind of stopped. It just kind of was matches after matches.
Mm-hmm.
So once that happened, you kind of forget watching Mania because it's just so many matches thrown together that it doesn't mean anything. It wasn't like it wasn't like the show where you look forward to at the end of the year and it's a big payoff. You're like, man, I was so invested into all these storylines. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get your payoff. Now it's just matches.
Yeah, it's really weird, man. I think I talked about it last week, maybe. I don't remember. Yeah, it's just there's no lead-in anymore. There's no – Mania is usually the big payoff for a bunch of different stories. And this year it's just – there's a couple. And then there's just matches. So – you know, it is.
I can't even tell you one story. I mean, to be honest with you, is Sheamus wrestling McIntyre?
No.
Oh.
No.
Drew.
Yeah. Here, I'll get you the matches for actually.
Give me my matches.
George wanted to know some predictions, anyways. So George, we'll give you. Again, we're not going to do the whole card because we're going to just kind of talk about matches that have friends of Wes in it because it's a long card. Otherwise, it's a long card. Otherwise.
We'll be here all night, just like the people watching WrestleMania.
Right. All right, so let's see. Bad Bunny, he's wrestling. That's fine. Sasha Banks, Bianca Belair. All right, so Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre.
Wait, what was the girls' match?
Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks.
Becca Belair is going to win.
Bianca Belair wins? Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's going to be her moment, man. She's a great athlete. And then, yeah, like I said, Bobby Lashley is who's got the match with Drew McIntyre. Bobby Lashley is currently the champ as well.
Yeah, Drew's going to win.
Yep. This is going to get his Mania moment. He didn't get last year. By the way, check this out. Mania is in your kind of your backyard, not too far from you, and very close to Papa Briscoe. And I don't know if you've seen this, but there's your stadium with the set. A giant ship in front of the actual ship. So it's going to have two pirate ships.
Huh.
And then there's like a bunch of...
They're probably like, you can't touch the real one.
You know, they probably are, which is kind of a bummer because I was really hoping Kevin Owens was going to get his chance to jump off it like he wanted to.
No, probably, you can't touch the real one.
But don't they usually let fans sit on that real one during games?
Yeah, but they don't let fans jump off that motherfucker.
True. True. But I would love to see it. Yeah, man, so Bobby Lashley, and so the thing with this is Bobby Lashley, MVP, and had that Hurt Locker with Shelton Benjamin and Cedric Alexander, and it was a really good heel stable, and it's been going, I think, since before the Rumble. It was a really strong stable, and for whatever reason, like 2 weeks ago, they just destroyed it right before Mania. Really made no sense. It would have made sense to let him go through Mania as that stable and then do it, but like, it was just kind of weird. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are going to have a match. To me, this will be one of the best matches of the weekend. Those two guys did stuff on the indie scene that was so good back in the day that, man, that's going to be fun. So, Big E against Apollo Crews, and Big E is the Intercontinental Championship, and that's going to be on the line.
I hope Big E wins.
Yeah, I think so, too. I hope it'd be great to see him really get a good championship run. So one match that actually has had a storyline going into it, the only thing is they've really not progressed the storyline in the last 2 weeks of Raw. So it hasn't been – it's been a little stale right now as we're going into Mania because there's been nothing for 2 weeks, just keeping the promo going of here's what's happening. And that is Bray Wyatt, The Fiend, against Randy Orton, your old pal.
Both of my friends.
Yeah, both actually. Yeah, I forgot. So Bray is, like, coming back as this, like, burned-alive character now because he was burned by Randy Orton. Alexa Bliss brought him back. And, again, there's been nothing for 2 weeks on Raw. Even the go-home, they did nothing. They just played the promo to remind you of everything going into this weekend, but they haven't done anything to progress this. So I don't even know. I feel like it's going to end up being a cinematic match because it's going to be a bunch of special effects. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? We'll see. This is one that we'll have to wait.
Yeah. I think Bray wins, obviously, since Randy burned him alive back in, like, October. So I think Bray definitely wins, but it's just it's a little weird, man. I don't know. I really don't know. You know, that match is whatever. Roman Reigns, Edge, Daniel Bryan. Triple threat match for the championship.
I want Edge to win it, but I think... Daniel Bryan could win it.
He's kind of the dark horse because he was a real late addition.
That's going to be a match to watch because that's a match I can't really call because those are all people that could win it. Those are all people that
they're top stars.
Yeah, there's no reason why I don't see any of them not winning it.
Yeah.
So that's a hard one.
That's a very hard one.
Be a really good match too.
It's going to be fun. I'm going with Edge. I think Edge has a little run in him left.
Yeah, man, it's going to be a good one. We'll have to see.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. Like I said, that's the ones we were going to kind of talk about a little bit and get your predictions on, just because the rest of this stuff, I don't know if it's not really, really worth talking about. I will say this about one other match on the card, and it is the Bad Bunny, Damian Priest versus The Miz and Morrison. I have been very impressed with Bad Bunny and his dedication to, he's going all in on this. He's not half-assing it like, I'm a rapper, I'm just here to whatever. Like, you can tell the guy's enjoying himself, and the go-home Raw. So I don't know if you've seen it or heard about this, Wes. He drives his $6 million Bugatti to the arena on Monday night, parks it, him and Damian walk in. Miz and Morrison come by a little bit later and decide to paint all over his brand, his white Bugatti. He then comes back, sees the paint, all mad, and then gets attacked from behind from Miz and Morrison. Either way, though, the storytelling, like, I was excited. Now I'm like, whoa. Like, I'm excited to see this match. And then later they had another square off where I think he even punched The Miz or something. And it was like, well, and I've been hearing that he's actually living down there by you right now. And that he's been doing the Performance Center, like, religiously getting ready for this. Since he's appeared, I think, at the Rumble. I think it was the Rumble, everybody. Remind me if I'm right. So, I mean, the guy's putting in the time. He's not, like, just, you know. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, you know how it was just a rap that they had on the card.
What was that?
It's a rap that they wrapped the card on, so.
Oh yeah.
You know, and it doesn't.
No. Well, I mean, I know that, but I mean, come on, man. Like, kayfabe it. I want to get lost in the product I'm watching. I know it's not real. Come on. I get that, but still, I was like, oh. The drama.
I don't think it's $6 million. Either.
No, I didn't think so either. When they said that on TV, I was like, I mean, I know Bugattis are expensive, but
no, they're two, but they're not.
I thought it'd be like
the brand new one that just came out. To be honest with you, I just watched a YouTube thing about it. There's a brand new one that just came out, and the brand spanking new one is probably, I think it was like 3.5.
Yeah, I figured if it
That's
really
like brand spanking new, like 2021, like the crazy 101.
Right. Yeah, I figured if it was really a $6 million car, he either really customized the hell out of it, or they were just kind of off on that. Because I was
if
like,
if it really was a $6 million car, I don't think they would be touching it.
Oh no, I mean, in all reality, it probably wasn't. I'd be surprised. I mean, was it
I
even a Bugatti?
Bugatti, it was. It was this a Veyron. Those were like $1 to $2 million. I mean, sir, that's a lot of money for a car. I mean, but I'm like really into like supercars. Like, I love supercars, so I know every supercar out there, and I know what the price range, just because I'm a nerd when it comes to that stuff. So I look up how much they actually really cost, and like how much maintenance wise, and how much it costs to, like, you know, like a oil change for one of those cars is like $40,000.
What?
Yeah. For an oil change, for a supercar, for, like, let's say that Bugatti is probably $30,000 for an oil change.
There it is.
Oh yeah, that's just the Veyron. That's like 1.5.
That's still crazy that there's cars over
$1 million. The thing is that they're touching the windshield, and that windshield is like $20,000.
That's so nuts. It's more than my
car.
Yeah,
that windshield alone is like $20,000. Yeah, that's a special windshield. It's not like they can call Safe Light and have them come repair that. Yeah, that's a $20,000 windshield.
Safe Light repair guy be like, I had the guy to call for this, bro. Like, I can't handle this.
You can tell they actually double wrapped that car.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, right here, you can see the paint's not really taking any, you know.
Yeah.
But still,
sure. I mean, they did mess up that windshield, and that windshield,
yeah,
$20,000.
But theatrics, you know what I mean? Like, the story.
Yeah, if they dripped any of that paint on any of those corner panels or inside there, that's going to be expensive too.
Yeah.
That's an expensive car, but it ain't no $6 million car, I'll tell you that right now.
You ever been in one of those?
Yeah.
Because I know you see them down. I've seen them down in, like, Miami when I'm down there.
Yeah, I've been in them. Been in like two of them.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, the crazy ones are those I forgot the name of it. Pugani? It's like a Bugatti, but it starts with a P, but, dude, these cars, they start at $3 million. They're ridiculous. They're supercars. They're the... I forgot the name of it.
It just boggles my mind that there are cars that are that expensive.
Yeah, that you don't even know the name of them.
Right.
I've only seen one of them once.
Really?
I've seen a lot of McLarens. Those are $3 million cars. But I haven't seen, I think it's, why can't I, it's like a, I want to say Pagani.
Isn't like B like or P?
P. It's like P-O.
This is where we need a producer so he can look this stuff up for us.
Yeah. Guys, hold on, because trust me, the pictures that Ace will pull up of this car, if he can find it, it's a supercar. If you put supercars, it'll come up. Bear with us, guys. It'll be well worth the wait. Let's see if we have our Jamie like Joe Rogan has his. No, not.
How do you spell Pugani?
It's like P-O-N-G. Put like supercar brand name starting with P. And Google. That's how you find it. I could literally, if I wanted.
Pugani.
Pugani?
Pugani.
Yeah. Check out one of those cars and then show the world or are listening. This is way out of our price range. This will blow a Bugatti out of the water.
Do you know the names of them at all? Like the Huayra? Does that sound familiar? The Mola?
The Heritage one, I think. I don't know. They're just crazy looking.
I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and it's like, geez.
You know, show those.
It looks like the kind of car that I would, I wouldn't drive.
It doesn't even look like a car. It looks like something that you would see in a Batman movie or something.
Yeah, it definitely comes off like it's a Batmobile-ish type deal. Hang on, here we go.
The new one, you push a button, and both of the doors come up in remote.
Like the T, like the, they come fly up. Yeah.
Look at now. That's a $7 million car. And that's for real That's actually a $7 million car right there. That's the new one.
Yeah, that's a 2020, I think it said. That's insane, man.
That's at least $6 to $5 million.
And they go, what's top speed on this thing?
Well over 200.
Yeah.
Those things are like, those things are almost like 1,600 horsepower, 1,700. It's literally a F1 car.
Yeah, that's a race car.
Mm-hmm.
That is insane. That's the kind of car I can't drive because I'll end up killing myself by accident.
The wheels, each one of those wheels are $30,000 a piece.
That's insane.
Each one of those wheels are $30,000 a piece. I just watched a YouTube thing about that car.
That is insane. That's insane. I don't. I think you were with your boy Hollywood recently, and I saw something about on one of your guys' little video clips fishing. And I don't know what boat you were standing next to, but that boat and that thing looks sick.
When was this?
You know, last week.
Oh, my buddy's wakeboard boat.
Yeah,
Danny's boat.
Yeah, Danny's boat.
Yeah, that's around $110,000.
Dude, that thing looked monstrous.
Yeah, it's a beautiful boat.
Yeah, it was. I saw that and I was like, whoa, where's that?
That's a supercar right there. That's a $100,000 boat.
That is in
$100,000
plus. Same.
His fishing boat's probably
$300,000. Damn. I gotta come out sometime so we can go on a boat. I wanna go on a boat down there. You know, I've done it up here, but I've never, I want to go on the ocean.
Yeah, it's hard to go on the ocean and it's expensive.
I suppose.
It's not, going out on the ocean is a mission. Like, the gas is, you're looking at spending $300 to $400 for one day to go out on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
And, it's expensive. And it's a long day. And to get everybody to go and, it's, Like, and two, like, better hope you're not seasick, because if that day you wanted to go and it's, you know, 3 or 4 foot seas and you just spent $400, $500 plus another $200 in food, ice, drinks, soda,
right.
whatever you want, like, it gets where you're like, oh, and then you're like, I could go on that type of water and be out there all day.
Hell yeah.
It's not like you just go out there and like, oh, and come right back.
Oh, yeah. No, you're out there all day. Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I got to try it sometime, though.
Yeah.
Just, I want to do it once, just to say I've done it, you know, and experience it. And I don't think I'll get seasick. I'm pretty good about that. I don't mind it. I just like being on water, you know? That's my thing. Yeah. I don't get to do it enough up here, but anyways, because we went way off of the WrestleMania track talking about Bad Bunny's Bugatti and that storyline leading up to that, but that'll be a lot of fun, though. Were you in Miami for WrestleMania 28 when Rock and Cena had their once-in-a-lifetime match? Were you at that Mania?
Yeah, I was there. I got a picture of me in the hotel with Joe Henning, Bray, The Fiend, Bo Dallas, and I think that's it.
Nice. Okay, so that was one of my favorite Mania trips that I've gone on. Just because it was just, I don't know, something about Miami, man. I like Miami. That's my kind of place. And it was just, it was a great weekend. But my great story from that weekend, well, there's one, but we're not going to tell it on this show. For a couple different reasons, but my other great story about that week, and it actually involves like being at WrestleMania, was so me and my buddies somehow were able to like get the WWE medic golf cart to drive us from our party bus where it was parked in the bus lot all the way to the, literally brought us to the ticket taker at the gate of the stadium. While we're going, like, some lady's yelling at the driver, like, no, no, no. So, like, we get to the bus parking lot, and it's far away from the stadium, and we didn't want to walk because we were wasted because we had been drinking all day on this party bus going to the stadium. And so we told the parking lot attendant, I was like, yeah, I heard you guys had a ride come in for us. And it was, like, me and my three buddies, and we were like, we're my old show, the PBI guys, the first time I ever actually interviewed you on a show. Like, we're the PBI guys. We were told we had a ride coming to get us, bring us to the stadium. Like, totally bullshitting this lady. Like, I said it so sarcastically to, you know, like, it's not real. Next thing I know, she's like, hold on a minute. Okay. They're on their way. It was like, what do you mean? All of a sudden, this, like, 8-person golf cart shows up. We get on it. We start driving. And all of a sudden, this other security lady comes. And she's like, no, no, no. Not them. You're supposed to take the WWE medics. You got to go pick up the medics to bring them into the stadium. And this guy's just like, I was told I need to bring them to the stadium. I'm bringing them to the stadium. This fucking guy hopped the curb. That's my one. Hopped the curb at the ticket gate and literally dropped us off at the gate. And we walked in with all the fans, friends and family of the talent.
Yeah, those union people don't care. Because they're not employed by WWE and they hate everything. So the union people just take their time. They don't.
It was just so funny that she just believed us. Like, we were clearly drunk. Like, we had been drinking.
It doesn't matter. Once they had their mind made up, it could have went either way. Or it could have got even kicked out. Could have went either way. With those union people, you got to, like, be careful. Like, that's one thing that my dad was like, all like, even they tell all the wrestlers and staff people, like, you cannot mess like with anybody on the union because it's just the worst. You get in a lot of trouble, and the union sticks up for each other, so like they will outwin whatever you're like. You gotta.
So like all the stadium people that work there, they're union.
Like, which most of the all the people that are selling beer, all the ticket vendors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
most of the security, WWE security is all on the floor, and then it's all union people everywhere else.
Crazy. Man, we weren't in a union at my arena in Minnesota. I wonder why.
They have one there.
Huh. I don't think I was a part of that. That's weird. I wonder if I was getting screwed.
It's the backstage people.
Yeah, I was just... And I was just an usher.
People that do the tickets, that do the ushering and the tickets like that, but like the people in the back, the people driving the security things, the people driving the forklifts, anybody driving a vehicle is under the union pay, is under the state's pay, because usually most buildings are joint together, like co-owned by the team's owner and then the state, or the state sometimes owns the stadium. I don't know what their agreement is. Like Tampa, they own the stadium, but yet they have the union work at the stadium and they give a certain percentage back to Florida because the Glazers actually own Tampa Bay Stadium.
Oh, okay. All right.
It all depends on who owns the stadium.
The worst part of that whole thing, though, like, it was great. We were like, great. We don't have to walk, like, a mile to the stadium. We got dropped right off. It was awesome.
Yeah, the worst. Miami, because it's very far to park.
It is. It really is. And that was the issue. Because we were laughing and enjoying the fact that we didn't think, we were joking and we ended up getting dropped off, that we didn't pay attention to the drive to the gates when the show ended. We had no freaking clue where the bus parking lot was. We're like, where do we go? We had to finally call someone that was there, and they had to, like, direct us because we had no idea how we could get back because we didn't pay any attention on the ride there.
No, we had a police escort.
That a boy. You don't have to brag about it, right? That was a good show, though, man. I enjoyed that night. I've never heard an eruption in a stadium like I did when The Rock beat Cena that night in Miami. Never felt an outdoor stadium move like that. It was weird. It was crazy good. Crazy, crazy good. But yeah, man, I'm ready for next year's Mania already because I don't want two nights anymore. I don't need a two-night Mania. It's too much.
I'm sure next year will be a two-year Mania too.
Right now it's not. They have announced it as only one night in Dallas. Because they're hoping to be back to normal, is the thing. But they did two nights of NXT tonight, too, which is about to start in 9 minutes, everybody. So we'll probably get ready to wrap up. Huh?
Why would you just tell everyone it started in 9 minutes? Now people are going to like be like, oh, see you later in 9 minutes.
Well, we're going to have to wrap up soon anyways because you need to go eat, you said.
Oh, we're going to have to wrap up
then.
Before 9 minutes, then.
Well, because that's when you said you needed to go anyways. But yeah, man, I mean, Mania's always been a fun time. One of my Mania memories for me will always be the randomly just running into you at Wally Mania, because even at that point, we weren't like friends yet, like this. You know what I mean? We were kind of just getting to know each other as buddies. And just the look on your face and mine when it was like, hey! I just laughed my ass off that that just randomly happened. And I still have that great picture of us from that night with Moose and the rapper to not be named anymore since he's not called you back.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But, yeah, man, what do you got going on? You've got so much stuff going on. It's weird because we've gone a whole year of not really talking about things and events and stuff, but, again, you got a lot going on coming up now, and this is one of them. Again, we talked about it. Watch that interview, the SWE. Are you doing any appearances during the Mania week? You had said there was maybe going to be some. You didn't know.
I have two, but I don't know where they're at. Don't know where they're going on, so can't tell you guys.
All right, so you guys got to watch the social media for that. We'll post it on there. Wes will post it on his stuff as well, so watch for that.
Wherever,
so you can meet him.
Wherever Luke Gallows is, we'll be.
The big LG. That guy likes to talk about male genitalia a lot, at least when he's on screen on, like, the stuff they're doing with AEW. It's almost about too much. But yeah, man, check that out. We'll post all that stuff. But yeah, you got any other things going on that everybody should know about?
Negative.
Just working away, selling houses, keeping you busy?
Yup. Trying to collect so I can buy more.
Hell yeah. That's good stuff. And as always, make sure you check out Red Velvet on AEW. Watch the little promo video of her calling out Jade. And that's going to be a good match, man. People are pumped to see this thing happen. And, yeah, I think your girl's going to pull it out this time.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, I think she's going to, man. Like, Jade's scared. Jade is scared. People are already saying in the comment room here that Red Velvet's going to kick Jade's ass. So,
Hell yeah.
It's going to happen for sure. But guys, make sure you check her out on all her social media as well, the Red Velvet. Support her. Buy her shirt at AEWshop.com. Go buy that shirt. I have mine. You need to get yours. So, yeah, man. Otherwise, we're going to – are we coming back next week? Are we going to get a guest here soon? What do we want to do, my friend?
I don't know. Things have been too hectic.
Your life's been pretty nonstop lately.
We'll play it by ear. Probably we'll do an episode, hopefully. I know I have guests lined up, Garrett or Knox, but everyone's doing WrestleMania stuff this week, so everyone's busy. So, and I still wanted to do a show for you guys. So Daniel was like, you know what, we'll just go, and then next week we'll have a guest. So stay tuned, listen, we'll be out. We'll do a show next week. I don't see why not.
Hell yeah, I'm all about it. And we'll get that interview from the FWE podcast that you did up there this week. So make sure you check our social media for that as well. You can find me on Tuesdays as well with the Two Count with comedian John Russell live on Twitch every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central. We're doing some extra stuff this week. So join us Friday night after SmackDown for some just pre-mania talk. And then you can join us Saturday. We are doing a live Twitch Mania Party. We're going to be on Twitch live during the entire first night of Mania on Saturday, reacting and commenting and talking with all of you lovely people. So again, if you're on Twitch, find us at John Russell Comedy is the channel on Twitch, and it's the Two Count Podcast, and we're going to have all kinds of fun. So make sure you join us for that. We'll be back next week with another episode. Again, find the exclusive audio versions on the VOC Radio Nation, vocnation.com. Subscribe on... subscribe on July 20th. Text messages are coming on my screen while I'm talking, and it's completely throwing me up.
Channel. Go follow us.
Yes, he knows what I'm saying.
Facebook, Frisco and Big A Show. Check us out. We out.
We are out, guys. Enjoy WrestleMania this week. Bye.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks, having started way back in 2010. VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sammy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter, at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. each and every Thursday night. Check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.